This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
We got a full house here in the studio and a trio of beers to try for a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday. Alex Jankowski and Alex Linda making his triumphant return here on this Tuesday here on BTL on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Gentlemen, how goes it? Happy June.
Happy June.
Yeah, quite the fast ramp up. I know technically I don't think it's summer yet, but we got into the season very quickly, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I feel like it was one of those, you know, we still were having those late season snow concerns, and then all of a sudden it was summer.
But this is a tremendous time of the year, despite how hot it is, to go visit you guys, because there's a lot of good fun stuff happening up there.
Positive note, we've had our concert series now is off and running, which is great, and great to be able to welcome. We've had weddings. We had weddings Friday and Saturday this past weekend, really? Fireworks involved in that. So always good when those things can go on without a hitch, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What have you been up to these last couple of weeks? We haven't had you on here in a hot second.
No, I think so. Last weekend was my first 2 days off in like a month. Because it was just, all of April was just brewing, like, constantly, just filling the tanks. All of May was packaging all of that beer to get ready for everything to kick off for the summer. And then every weekend was a different festival. So it was going, I was down in Long Island for a festival. I was out down in, like, the Woodstock area for the Big Tap New York festival.
Came back with some hardware as well.
Yeah, we got a couple awards there. That was very nice.
Let's go into detail about that.
We got bronze for Cross Section, so that got its second medal in a couple weeks, which was nice for IPA. And we got a silver for Bock beer for Sled Dog.
That's cool. And so how many beers are in rotation right now? Because if you're doing this much work, it sounds like it's pretty much a full house over there.
Yeah, so we've got all 12 taps. We got 12. Wow. We all 12 taps filled. Try to keep them filled all the time, anyways. But
a
lot of stuff that we ran through the winter, and it all kind of kicking at the same time. That was exactly what I wanted. It wasn't a problem. and so getting fresh stuff on in May when people start coming and like pub nights are starting and things like that is nice. But
and the added packaging too allowed us to have, you know, some beers available at least in cans, which, you know, maybe we had to drop them from a tap line, but we still have them in cans. Yeah. So in particular Wild Bloom and Seneca Screamer, you know, they I believe don't have taps at the moment, but both are still available by cans if you're looking for them.
Highly recommend you try both of them, especially Wild Bloom, which is a very, very fun, unique tasting sort of beer. But we do have two cans here. We got a bottle of something else, all familiar faces here in the studio. We're going to begin with our first can, and that is...
get the sound, let that linger for a second.
Let's go.
So this is Seneca Soul, which
perfect.
So we did bring it last month. We were sans Mr. Linda, as well as sans the actual packaging of it. So this is the actual can now that we have the canning run happened about midway through last month. So here it is.
And I love how the cans look. They are so just nice and clean looking. The graphics on them are tremendous. It's as good as it gets. And this is as almost festive, if you want to call it that, for the time of the year, being the ridiculously hot weather that we just recently had and ideally will, well, not ideally, but we will probably have over these next couple of months. This Mexican-style lager is wildly refreshing.
Yeah, so it's all New York State grains, which is fun, and all New Zealand hops. And those give off a really strong lemon-lime character.
Yeah.
In the hops.
Wakatu.
Yeah, Wakatu. You got it right the first time. Yeah. yeah, it's got Wakatu and Motueka. And this is, if you remember me being really excited about lager stuff.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, maybe. So this is the first one to benefit from everything I was talking about. So, like I said, double decocted, pulling some of that grain out and boiling it and adding like body even to a light beer like this. And making it both refreshing, but also not just like drinking flavored water.
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I all three of these beers we're going to taste are all 5% or below in alcohol, but I mean, you're not sacrificing flavor or variety for that matter in any of these three beers.
For those that don't know, how long does the process start to finish for Seneca Soul here take for you, give or take, do you know?
Well, the brew day, the decoction I was talking about makes it a longer brew day. So I think it's probably just clocked in over a 12-hour brew day.
Really?
And then it's in the tank fermenting and then cooling, smoothing out for this one, I think, was about 6.5 weeks. So it's a long, slow one compared to like the next two we're going to try were both, I think, 3 weeks.
Okay. So Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Alex Jankowski and Alex Linda joining us here inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios. Your chance to win a growler and a fill certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company's coming up in just a little bit. Real quick, I think I brought this up actually the last time that you were here with a Colossal can of that stuff. I remember we were over there last year for a music series pub night and for a live BTL. Seneca Soul, I think we went through that stuff very quickly. Picture of that stuff, right? Man, seriously, it was so good. It was so wonderful. It still is, obviously. And Alex now pouring a bottle of Cloudbank Hefeweizen, which is really good, too. What's different and unique about it this time around compared to maybe past iterations of it?
So this one is also, it's not a lager, but it's also decocted that way.
Yeah.
So what you're going to get compared to previous iterations is a little more color in it. If mm-hmm. you'll notice, it's a more like deep orange or deep golden color as opposed to like a pale.
Yeah.
And it's going to give it a little bit more body, but still have that same banana and clove character that comes from the yeast.
That's really good.
Yeah, to me, the banana, especially on the nose, like the aroma of it, is way more pronounced than I think I've
I feel like had. I'm getting a little bit more clove on the taste, too, than we have in the past with it.
Yeah, this is my first time making it for Wagner, so I can't compare process.
Yeah.
But it's all in, like, temperatures that you're doing the mash in and fermenting in will drive certain characters from the yeast, which is where both those flavors come from. So just controlling those two things to get what you want and bring that character up stronger than maybe it was before.
How popular are Hefeweizens nowadays, you think?
Man, you know, I thought not that popular. And so our tanks can fit like 20 barrels of liquid, which is a lot. So I did 15 barrels because it's not a super popular style generally. But it is flying, and I feel like I'm gonna have to make it again. And I didn't plan on that.
No, because I recently
good problem to have.
I went
to like the Western New York area, and I feel like the options and the availability of Hefeweizens were out there quite a bit. So, as somebody who doesn't know the ins and outs of everything like you do, that's why I'm wondering if Hefeweizens are really, really starting to pick up some steam here.
Generally speaking, traditional styles are kind of making a comeback. So, like Pilsners are really hot right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a kind of rising tide lifts all boats types of thing where people are going back and seeing what other traditional styles are there that we haven't had. And Hefeweizen is a pretty accessible one because it has that like fruity character and it's light and it's easy to drink. So I think it's going to experience a little renaissance, and apparently we're feeling it a little bit now.
So this is obviously available in bottles as we have it right now, but also safely assume it's on tap.
Correct. Yeah. It's on tap. And I mean, speaking, I guess, more as a native Western New Yorker, you know, our summer window is so limited that when the time comes, you know, I just think about Hefeweizen, Kolsch also.
Right.
You know, these styles, like we're ready. It helps us get in the mindset of enjoy the summer while it lasts kind of thing.
Truthfully, yeah, you're really right about that. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Alex Jankowski and Alex Linda with us here inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios. We got a third can of a very popular one here inside the ESPN Ithaca Studios.
Yes,
listen to that
sir.
Baby open, Mangosa. you know, there's something about sour beers that I've just been gravitating to more and more and more. I have no idea why. I mean, I will drink just about anything at this point in my life, and I feel like I actually have been that way. But this is one of those good sour beers that has been a real staple to the rotation over there at Wagner Valley Brewing Company for a bit now.
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of just going back to what I said earlier, I mean, you're hitting on three refreshing beers to be enjoyed in the sunshine, quench that thirst. but all different flavor characteristics. And on the sour side, I mean, it's all about, to me, balance.
Yeah.
And kind of that sea salt note that's at the end of it helps provide that balance.
Yeah. So it's got obviously a lot of mango.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the point. But it also has...
can't gloss over that.
But yeah, it also is balanced out by not just the acidity, but also there is coriander in there, fresh ground coriander.
Really?
Yep. Which is typical of a classic Goza, so I wanted to keep it...
I never would have known that.
...as classic as possible before just totally throwing it over the edge with the mango. So, brewed fairly traditionally. It's not spontaneous yeast, which would be traditional, but other than that, it's got that coriander, and it has sea salt from Syracuse. And then just 300 pounds of mango.
300 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
Not from Syracuse.
Not from them. Yeah. Unfortunately, the only thing we can't source in upstate New York.
But that is the one thing. I know we've talked about it at exhaustion at this point, but just how you are, quote unquote, locally sourcing different ingredients from this region. You used your coffee from Glacial Grind from the folks at Ithaca Coffee Company. Boom. There's one. The Sugar House Maple Porter. The maple syrup was from Moravia. I think that's so cool. I think that's so important. I think that's so worthwhile. And it really makes you guys all work together hand in hand in some really special stuff.
Yeah, I think that's important to do.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty hyper-local as a brewery. You're not going to get us outside of the Finger Lakes, Western New York area. Yeah. And everything we do is supported by the people in that area. So yeah, if we can support back by working with other businesses in that area, I think it makes a ton of sense. And not to mention, we get to actually work face to face with the people who are doing that work, which is always kind of the best part of doing this job.
Yeah. This is really good. Mangos is always good, but this is really good, man. Like, you are absolutely killing it right now with everything. Your chance to win a growler and a fill, by the way, is coming up in just a couple of minutes, so stick around for that. What's in the works for these next couple of months? Anything? Are you going to try and just take it easy a little bit before things get busy for the fall? Like, what are we doing here?
I think taking it easy starts in November.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we've got some more festivals coming up in Rochester and Buffalo and Syracuse. I've got just... last week I brewed a double IPA with some really fun New Zealand hops. Dry hopped that this morning. It's smelling fantastic.
Yeah.
And then next week I'll be brewing a pale ale, which is going to be entirely New York State ingredients. And I'm going to be doing some fun, like, dry hopping techniques with it that I haven't done before. And that one will go towards, well, parts of it, profits, proceeds. I'm not sure how we're going to break it down. It's going to go towards Seneca Lake Pure Waters Association.
Nice.
So that's going to be a big collab. All the Seneca Lake breweries are going to do their own version. We'll
really
kind of share a label that will be tweaked slightly for each one. So it's going to be a really fun beer.
Explain that a little bit more into detail, how that's going to go about.
So the same idea as Pure Harvest was, but this time we've got a lot more buy-in from other breweries who saw us successfully do it last year, and now they want to join in. So... but not every brewery makes the same styles of beer. Some of them are very focused. If you've got, like, Seneca Lake Brewing only does, like, traditional English ales, they can't do an IPA with us. That doesn't make sense. So we all get to do a beer that represents our brewery. We're going to share artwork on the label, but the beer itself will be different depending on which brewery made it.
Huh.
And each one will share the same, like, QR code that you can scan, and it'll tell you, it'll take you to their page, and you can sign up to be a member of Seneca Lake Pure Waters. You can donate, you can just find out what they're all about, which I highly recommend doing because they're an awesome organization. And then, yeah, we're going to all promote it the last week of June.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. I love that idea. For you, how what are we looking at over these next couple of months? I mean, pub nights, obviously, and the summer music series over at the Vantage Point, they have kicked off during the Memorial Day holiday. And I'm sure it's just been wildly fun with the music and the food and the drinks, just galore over there.
Yeah, yeah. And similarly, you know, just events and things that either some are industry events through organizations that we work with in the area, more so on the wine side, Finger Lakes Wine Alliance in particular. But I'll be down this Saturday for Southern Finger Lakes Pride. They have an over 21 tent this year, so we'll be pouring both our wine and our beer there. So really excited to help support that organization. And then, yeah, just continuing to keep that momentum going on multiple fronts. There's quite a bit going on, but that's what you want and that's what you're hoping for. So it helps when the product is as wonderful as it is. It makes my job very easy. So I'm, you know, just at a you know, a liquor store and or a beer store in Watkins, you know, pouring for people who are coming in and like just, you know, the eyebrows that are raised and stuff like that. It's really cool to see. So the more that I can do that, the better.
My big question to you, either one of you, I guess, are onion petals on the menu for Summer Music Series nights?
Yes, they are, back by popular demand. Thank our you. Onion petals and a new addition, fried pickles.
No.
As well. Oh, those are big time sellers already. And reminder out there for everyone too, we are continuing the kids' flights as well.
Yeah.
So if you do have someone, you know, either who's just not drinking or a kid who you're bringing, so that is our own root beer, our own grape juice. We locally source then another juice and popcorn as well. So really cool thing to have for kids and those who aren't imbibing also.
Very good idea, but I find myself dreaming about some mangosa and fried pickles right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's fresh root beer. I kegged it on Thursday. So.
And the root beer is top-notch. So, hey, if it's fresh like that, get over there to Wagner Valley Brewing Company.
You don't even have to dream it. You can make it a reality very soon.
And not just for myself, but a lucky listener, too, who's going to win a growler and a fill certificate. Who are we giving that to today?
Number four.
Caller number four it is. 607-533-0077. That's 607-533-0077 to win a growler and a fill certificate to Wagner Valley Brewing Company on Route 414 in Lodi. Check them out online at wagnerbrewing.com. Thanks, gentlemen. Cheers.
Cheers.
BTL's back after this.